This is Nick Garve, the Palouse Pundit, talking about a neglected minority. As I read about the fires raging across the western states, I'm reminded of my 3 years on hotshot crews in the late 1960s. One June day on Oregon's Rogue River National Forest, our crew was digging a practice fire line. I was a sawyer, and my job was to cut down trees that had been marked with red ribbons. As the top male on the crew, I could not admit that I could not see the ribbons, blending in with the green trees through my colorblind eyes. So I merrily sawed my own path through the forest. The crew boss tapped me on the shoulder and shouted, "What in hell are you doing?" I had to admit to my visual handicap, and we agreed that he would mark trees with yellow ribbons from then on. I'd been aware of my colorblindness since the fourth grade, when my teacher held me after class for coloring the oceans purple during a geography lesson. My teacher called my mother and complained about my insubordination, and the next day my condition, along with my brother's, was confirmed by an optometrist. My disability is mostly a harmless one. Wearing green socks instead of the brown ones I thought I put on is a great conversation starter. More seriously, I can't tell the difference between the red and amber traffic light, and I simply guess, when driving alone, faced with the choice between these interesting flashing colors. Furthermore, the green traffic light is the same color to me as any street lamp. Knowing the position of these lights certainly helps, but not in foreign countries where the order is different. Why can't all greens be like the grass green that I desperately use as a perceptual match for that confusing color? I've also come to the conclusion that all these shades of color with fancy names are nothing but a conspiracy against us poor colorblind souls. In addition to being unsafe with flashing red and amber, the red used as a warning light on appliances and equipment does not stand out to us who are missing the red receptors in our retinas. I'm constantly leaving on stove burners, and I wish there were a yellow rather than a red warning light. Scientists at Johns Hopkins have genetically modified mice, who along with many other species naturally have only the blue and green receptors that colorblind humans do. They have successfully inserted the red receptor gene into their subjects, and they are now able to perceive red and green in the normal way. Biologists believe that the tripigment color vision evolved in primates in order for them to choose ripe fruit and for males to perceive the red rumps or their females in heat. In a culture where the genitals are covered, colorblind males may also miss the flush of red in the face of females who are attracted to them. Finally, recognizing the red angry faces of approaching strangers would also have given early humans a sign that they should protect themselves from attack. I always tell people not to feel sorry for me, and I assure them that I see a colored world. I'm much more concerned about correcting my severe myopia rather than my color blindness. My highest priority, however, is for industrial engineers to think twice before they once again choose red as a warning light. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.